Chapter 14. The Fight for Jerusalem. Lo, a day shall come for the Lord, when the spoil shall be divided in your midst. And I will gather all the nations against Jerusalem for battle. The city shall be taken, houses plundered, women ravished. Half of the city shall go into exile, but the rest of the people shall not be removed from the city. Then the Lord shall go forth and fight against those nations, fighting as on a day of battle. That day his feet shall rest upon the Mount of Olives, which is opposite Jerusalem to the east. The Mount of Olives shall be cleft in two from east to west by a very deep valley, and half of the mountain shall move to the north, and half of it to the south. And the valley of the Lord's mountain shall be filled up, when the valley of those two mountains reaches its edge. It shall be filled up, as it was filled up by the earthquake in the days of King Uzziah of Judah. Then the Lord my God shall come, and all his holy ones with him. On that day there shall no longer be cold or frost. There shall be one continuous day, known to the Lord, not day and night, for in the evening time there shall be light. On that day living waters shall flow from Jerusalem, half to the eastern sea and half to the western sea, and it shall be so in summer and in winter. The Lord shall become king over the whole earth. On that day the Lord shall be the only one, and his name the only one. And from Geba to Rimmon in the Negeb, all the land shall turn into a plain, but Jerusalem shall remain exalted in its place. From the gate of Benjamin to the place of the first gate, to the corner gate, and from the tower of Hananel to the king's wine presses, they shall occupy her. Never again shall she be doomed. Jerusalem shall abide in security. And this shall be the plague with which the Lord shall strike all the nations that have fought against Jerusalem. Their flesh shall rot while they stand upon their feet, and their eyes shall rot in their sockets, and their tongues shall rot in their mouths. On that day there shall be among them a great tumult from the Lord. Every man shall seize the hand of his neighbor, and the hand of each shall be raised against that of his neighbor. Judah also shall fight against Jerusalem. The riches of all the surrounding nations shall be gathered together, gold, silver, and garments in great abundance. Similar to this plague shall be the plague upon the horses, mules, camels, asses, and upon all the beasts that are in those camps. All who are left of all the nations that came against Jerusalem shall come up year after year to worship the king, the Lord of hosts, and to celebrate the Feast of Booths. If any of the families of the earth does not come up to Jerusalem to worship the king, the Lord of hosts, no rain shall fall upon them. And if the family of Egypt does not come up, or enter, upon them shall fall the plague which the Lord will inflict upon all the nations that do not come up to celebrate the Feast of Booths. This shall be the punishment of Egypt, and the punishment of all the nations that do not come up to celebrate the Feast of Booths. On that day there shall be upon the bells of the horses, holy to the Lord. The pots in the house of the Lord shall be as the libation bowls before the altar. And every pot in Jerusalem and in Judah shall be holy to the Lord of hosts. And all who come to sacrifice shall take them and cook in them. On that day there shall no longer be any merchant in the house of the Lord of hosts.